Gilmore gets a steal though. Out and running. He's going to look to take off. Oh! Devin Gilmore!
Team Hotel Montenotte from Glanmar. And their starting five, Anya McKenna, Niamh Dwyer, Gráinne Dwyer, Marie Breen, and Tomica Bacic. That's been put home by Emmett Donnelly, and that's his first field goal of this final. 26 points for Rachel van der Waal.
It's been a long time since anyone has said this. Neptune have won the cup.
And men's final, Tralee Tigers versus Colestra.
I'm here with Adele Fortin, the first player in Irish basketball history to win MVP with the under-18 and the under-20.
Attempt denied and victory for UCC Demons.
It's Garvey's Tralee Warriors have come out winners.
45 points in made three-point shots from CJ Fulton.
The Huskies have retained their title. They are cup winners for a fifth time.
Second, Kosarasa Glamour. Blue second, up and will score on. Rockall, Prim, but then Rockall. Oh, the net finds it. Kosar Hart, Kosar Grute, a DCU.
Welcome back to the National Cup Check-In Series. This week we focus on National League and I interview Elijah Pepito, Ciara Tolan and Zabi Arriaga. We get an insight into their team's preparation, their cup journey so far this year, the basketball culture in their local communities, their cup memories and so much more. Okay, delighted to be joined by Talker Rovers' Elijah Pepito. Elijah, you're just off a win there versus Clarnie in the first round of the cup. How do you feel?
Great, honestly. It's always good to get a win in the cup. Like any team you're going to play is going to be a tough task. So to get over the line and win the game is great.
Last year, you came up short in the under-20 and the men's President's Cup final. Sorry to remind you of that. Was that the kind of goal? Was that the goal coming back this year to kind of rewrite what didn't go your way last year?
100%. It's always in the back of my mind. Those two games, it's always gonna haunt me. But I feel like if I can get it back this year, it's gonna help ease off the pain.
What's your basketball journey? When did you start playing basketball? Where did you originally start playing? I know, are you from Dundalk? Is it?
Yeah, so I started off in Dundalk. So my parents actually run a club down here called Dundalk Ravens. I kind of started here from 7-8 years old and kind of just been playing at the system, and then I made the jump over to Tolka during the COVID season because most local leagues were kind of closed off. So when I was under 18s, I said, listen, it's part of my opportunity to jump up the level, and I went to Tolka to play National League, and I've been there ever since.
Okay, what's the basketball culture like in Dundalk? I know obviously Sam and ND have progressed from Dundalk and to the UK and onto the States. What's the basketball culture like in Dundalk? Is it growing? Is it a popular sport there? I know soccer is obviously the big one.
Yeah, obviously soccer is huge in Dundalk, but basketball is on the rise, to be honest. The Ravens has really grown over the years. We started off pretty small, not a lot of people involved, and the club has been growing. And the last couple of years, we've got a lot of championships through AICCs, and we've been doing well. Watched the Billy Kelly final last year, and then we won the Heffernan this year with the under-18. So basketball's definitely on the rise in Dundalk, and it seems to be growing down here a lot.
Drogheda have their own National League team. Will that be a goal in a couple of years to have a National League set up in Dundalk, do you think?
100%. That's kind of been the goal. The last couple of years, we've come together and talked. I've always wanted to come and play in front of my town and my crowd again. That's kind of the goal. So me and my father and a couple other people have been talking. Hopefully, next couple of years, we can sort something out.
How have you found the move to Tolka as a club? I know they've been on to me a couple of times with social media and stuff. They're really progressive in that side of things. But from the basketball side, what's it like down in Tolka Rovers?
It was definitely a big difference for me. Coming from obviously just jumping from straight under 18 straight into the men's, there was no kind of progression from maybe under 20s or more of a local league men's. It was straight into the National League. So it was kind of tough. My first couple of seasons was first two seasons, I would say more of experiment. I was struggling at times, and the basketball was a bit different. It's a lot more structured in the men's side, so compared to the underage. So I kind of found it hard to adjust, but I think I'm coming into it now, and I'm really enjoying my basketball at Tolka.
you're picked for the under 20 Irish team, you're a co-captain as well. What was that experience like getting to represent Ireland?
Honestly, it was amazing. Like, it was been a long time goal for me. Like, I tried out for the 16s twice, the 18s twice, and I always fell short. So I said, like, this year, well, to be honest, at the start of the year, I wasn't planning on trying out. And then I think under 20s, I kind of took a leap. I kind of got my name out there, and I said to myself, listen, if I keep playing the way I'm playing, I'm going to go for it this year. And end up going for it, became captain, and I went off to Macedonia, and it was honestly the greatest experience. Like, with all the guys there, I made friends for life, and I really really enjoyed the basketball. Definitely going to help me throughout the season, especially playing as that talent. It makes it a lot more easier when you're coming home.
Can you describe the difference in standard and physicality and everything when you go to Europeans? Obviously, you're going to be playing against young pros that are signed to different academies or professional teams in Europe.
100%. My first game was really like a welcome to Euros moment. Like, I've never played in something like that. We got Bulgaria first game, and 5 minutes into the game, I got subbed out, and I was sitting on the bench like, what have I got myself into? We ended up losing the game by, I think, 50 odd points. But it's the physicality of the players, like the defense. Like, there's a lot of just like, they're all over you, they're in your face, they're very aggressive. Like, it's a huge difference, because in Ireland, like, they're being called for fouls straight away. So I had to really adapt, and I think from the first game to the last, I really improved, and so did the team. Like, we got better and better each game, and yeah, but still, it was a crazy experience, and I really enjoyed it.
I know you have a new coach now at Talca. What's that been like, settling into the new team? I don't know, a couple of different players as well coming in. What's the shape of the team been looking like for 2023-24?
Yeah, that's pretty much a new team. Like, I've been with the same lads for a couple of years now, and then this year I think we've 3-4 returners, new coach and everything. So it's a bit of a different experience, but it's going good so far. We're really gelling together, and it's just nice to have something different. Like, I've been going through the same thing for a couple of years, so switching up and having a new kind of setup and culture on the club, on the team is good. It's like a fresh start. So I'm really enjoying it.
Obviously, the big talking point for this year is the American rule with two Americans being allowed on the court at the same time. What's that been like in the National League level? How have you found the change in your playing?
I personally really enjoy it. I feel like it gives a more of an edge to playing. It makes it a bit harder. So, like, I always love a challenge. So playing against every week some top, like, D1 players and X, D2, D3, NAIA, all those top players from America and stuff. It really, really enhances the game and makes it a lot more fun.
Have you had a chance to look at any Super League games? Have you noticed a difference in that standard either?
Yeah, for sure. Super League is it's gone a lot better, and it's something I think I aspire to play in the next year or so. Like, I really think it's a big jump, and it's something that really entices me. So I think that the talent there, even from Irish players, I feel like they've had to, not forcefully, but like, they had to also bring their game to a higher level, higher standard with all these new pros and Americans in.
That's been the biggest kind of talking point around the real change was, oh, you maybe have less time for Irish players on the court. But the argument from I've seen from the players and what I'm getting from you, the sense is that, yes, it's harder, but we have to then elevate and we have to improve ourselves, and overall the league improves. Is that the kind of thinking that you would agree with?
Yeah, 100%. I think, like, if Irish basketball wants to get better and improve, like, this is the steps, this is the place we need to be. Like, we need to keep improving the league, and it's only going to make players in the country improve and bring the standard up. So I think it's a great jump for the league.
Speaking of last year, obviously cup finalist, you got beaten in the semi-finals of the last four in the National League to gain promotion to the Super League. What would it take to rewrite those wrongs and potentially win the cup and get promoted to Super League with Talca?
I think, like, in terms of we got kind of unlucky at times with injuries coming close to the cup. It really had us at a disadvantage. We just didn't have the depth at the time. I feel like having to have more depth this year will be big for us, and making sure everyone's on the same page. Like, we had a lot of players that were all in different stages and all different thoughts about, like, the coaching, and then the players, the plays. It's like, we just weren't on the same page. And I think this year, if we want to take that step and go for the cup and or get promoted, like, we need to be in the same page. We all need to be in the same headspace, and we all need to work together, because without that, like, there's going to be no trophies coming back to Tolka.
Best of luck this weekend and beyond. I'm sure I'll catch you during the season.
Perfect. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, it's delighted to be joined by Cavan Eagles, Ciara Tolan. Ciara, thanks for joining me.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You're fresh off your National Cup win, the first round over St. Paul's. Tell us a bit about the game.
Yes, yeah, so we played St. Paul's on Saturday. It was a really good game. We knew going into the game that St. Paul's are a very tough outfit. They have really good Americans and a really strong Irish players as well. So yeah, thank God we got over the line in the end. It was touch and go at some points. We were down by 11 at halftime. So yeah, we dug deep in the second half and put in a good performance. And thankfully we're through to the quarterfinal now. So yeah.
That third quarter was a big turning point. I think there was like 20 points. You were down 11, then you ended that quarter up 10 or something crazy. Talk us through a bit of that. It was just that momentum switch.
Yeah, I think we were kind of disappointed with how we played in the first half. We knew like a lot of our shots weren't falling and we kind of weren't taking the right options at some stages in the second quarter especially. So we went in at halftime and Maeve kind of gave us a little pep talk. So we went out then. And yeah, thankfully in the third quarter, it kind of all seemed to click at the right time. So yeah, thankfully we went, I think it was on a 20-0 run. So yeah, thankfully went our way.
Last year, it was the first round. You got knocked out like by a last second shot by Portlaoise. That must have been a killer. Must have been great to be able to right that wrong this year.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was kind of, last year was really disappointing for us. We went down to Portlaoise and I think it was like the last second basket and we lost by a basket in the end. And then obviously Portlaoise getting promoted this year. We knew like, you know, we're close to it. So this year, thankfully, we could undo that and through to the quarterfinal now. So yeah, we're delighted.
Good stuff. This episode is all about the Cup. So I'm going to ask you, what's your first memory of National Cup? Were you watching? Were you playing? What's the first kind of standout memory for you?
Yeah, so obviously we're new to National League this year, so it's only our kind of second year playing at that kind of level. So we entered the NICC Cup in 2020. So that's probably my first memory. I never really played underage cup or anything. I watched a few of the girls that I would have played like with on teams and stuff like that compete at under 18, under 20. But my first memory is probably the NICC Cup. Yeah, we entered it in 2020 and wanted to see how we do at that level. And yeah, we won that. So yeah, that was probably my first and probably my favourite memory of Cup.
Was that kind of the first indicator that we can compete here on a national level and maybe progress into the National League?
Yeah, I think before entering the NICC Cup, we kind of knew we were competing in the Northeast League. That's our region, home at Cavan. And we were kind of doing quite well at the underage and doing quite well at senior, kind of beating, you know, most of the teams by 20 or 30. So we knew like we were kind of getting too strong for that region kind of. So yeah, we entered NICC just with the hopes of kind of competing with some of the teams and seeing how we do. And then yeah, we ended up winning. So we kind of, after that, we said, okay, if we can compete with, you know, teams entering NICC, we're not that far from National League. So yeah, we entered it last year for the first time.
What's the basketball culture like in Cavan? I know the club was only founded like in 2012 or 2011. Is it very new to the scene? Is it really popular now? I'd probably say Gaelic football and rugby would be the big ones up there. But where does basketball rank and what's the culture like up in Cavan?
Yeah, so obviously Cavan is probably, Gaelic is probably the number one sport. And then our town is quite good at rugby as well. But since going into the National League the last 2 years, basketball has really, really grown. Like we've getting like maybe 400 spectators to most of the games. I think last year the highest was 700 that came to our game against Killarney. That was the highest we've had. But yeah, no, it's really grown. And I think it's because we're such a small community, everyone kind of gets behind us and comes to the game. So yeah, no, it's great that it's grown and that we have a National League team at home in Cavan. It's really good to see.
Who was the first person to put a basketball in your hands? Bit of family influence there, was it? Or who was it?
Yeah, I think it was family influence. Mom and dad actually never played basketball, but I just kind of got involved because some of my friends were playing. So went to training and yeah, that's kind of just when I started. I think I started when I was 11, maybe.
And I know all three of yourself and your two sisters have represented Ireland. Were you one of the first then in Cavan to make it to the underage ranks? And what was that like?
Yeah, I think I was, Aoife McGuire is before me. She made the under 16 team. She was captain of that. So kind of seeing her, I never played with her at school level, unfortunately, but kind of seeing her above me in the school, I went to the trials at under 15, but I think I was 12 or 13. I was very young. So that was the first time I kind of went for them trials. And then, yeah, kind of went from there. Then Eve and Emma made the under 16, under 18 teams as well behind me. And then Casey Mulvey as well. She plays on our National League team. She made it the year below me. So yeah, there's a few of us now and hopefully there'll be a few more as well coming through.
What's it like playing with your sisters? Is it good or do they get on your nerves?
Yeah, no, it's funny. We play quite differently. The girls, but yeah, no, it's the first year that, or it's the second year that we played together. And even Emma would have played quite like a good bit together in schools and stuff. They've done quite well with schools. and club teams. But yeah, no, it's the second year we played together. It's really nice. We get on quite well off the court and most of the time on the court as well. So yeah, no, it's really nice to play with them.
How do you balance football and basketball? I know yourselves are a big football family as well, and I know you all played county as well. But how do you balance both? Is it, do you still play football, or how do you balance that?
Yeah, so it kind of works quite well. Our football season actually ended just before like basketball kind of preseason was starting, so it was kind of good timing. But I think it's like Emma is still involved at minors now, so they're through to the Ulster. They have an Ulster semi this weekend, which also is under 18 cup. So it's kind of harder for her. They kind of have run into each other a bit, but she's managing them, thank God. But yeah, I think it's just kind of talking to the coaches and managing your own kind of workload, and yeah, just working through that, because the football and basketball, like, they complement each other so well. And I think like half the girls in our probably national league team play football as well. So yeah, they really complement each other, and it's nice that way.
Last year you only entered the National League and you ended up winning the Northern Conference. What was that like? You only lost a couple of games all year. To go in first time and to have such success. If I told you that at the start of the year, what would you have said?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have believed it, to be honest. We kind of went in with the league kind of thinking, okay, like, we'll try to compete. You know, the main thing is to try to compete and improve every game. But yeah, we just took every game as it came. And yeah, somehow we ended up, like, a lot of the results went our way, thank God. And yeah, we just kind of proved that, you know, we're strong enough to, you know, compete with the teams in the National League, thank God, yeah.
This year, Maeve has come in. What's she like as a coach, and how she settled into the club?
Yeah, no, Maeve's great. She's such a positive role model, and she's so encouraging. I had her under 15 level, and she was, you learn so much from her. Like, her trainings are tough, but they're definitely worth it when you're winning, like, our league games and the cup game, obviously. She's so knowledgeable, and we've all learned so much from her so far. So yeah, we're just looking forward to the rest of the season and learning, like, as much as we can from her and seeing how we do.
I know you have two professionals in this year, professionals in last year as well. What's that like for ten, like, Virginia and Cavan to have professional basketball players come in? Did they kind of get it at the start? Was it like, what's this? What's that like?
Yeah. No, it's funny having them. Like, they're so experienced. Obviously, they both played Division I college. So, like, it's fantastic for the little primary school students. They're actually, like, coaching, and I think it's 6 or 7 primary schools they go to. So it's so good for the kids to be able to see, like, they're superstars for the kids. Like, the kids loving down, like, the kids love coming down and watching them and, like, getting autographs at the end. Like, it's funny to see. But yeah, the Americans, they like Virginia. They obviously know it's small and stuff, and they're kind of like, oh, like, it's very different from home. Like, I think one of them's from California, so it's a massive change for them, but they fit in so well. And yeah, it's just great to have them for our, like, our community and, like, club improvement as well.
You face, I think it's Carlow in the next round of the cup. What can you expect from them?
Yeah, so we're playing Carlow. I think it's the 2nd and 3rd of December in the cup quarterfinal, and we're really excited for it. I think we got to the cup quarterfinal obviously last year against Portlaoise and lost by a basket, so we're going to prepare as best we can, and hopefully we can get the win. We played them in a pre-season tournament in September down in Carlow, and it was quite a close game. So yeah, we know they'll be up for the fight, and yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Beyond the cup, what will it take, do you think, to make Super League level and bring Super League basketball to Cavan?
Yeah, I think it's a massive jump, obviously, from National League to Super League, and, like, we're well aware of that, but that definitely is on the radar. In a couple of years, we'd love to, you know, have a Super League team here. Like, the underage are doing really well. I think we have, like, 60 or 70 under 12 girls, so it's definitely in the bounds of possibility. And yeah, fingers crossed, with a few more years experience and getting kind of exposure for our team at National League level, we can hopefully get to Super League. Yeah.
Do you have any personal goals over the next couple of years, Kerr?
Yeah, no, I think it's just to kind of improve, like, our team, and, like, try, you know, we have, like, the two American girls obviously, but trying to improve all our local players. And there's even a few girls who wouldn't have played with our club, but they're from the Northeast region, who want to play at National League level. So yeah, just doing the best we can, and hopefully, like, in a couple of years, getting Super League level and playing with, like, all the girls you've grown up with, and, like, Neve and Emma as well. It's just really special having, like, that involvement as well.
Who's the best out of the three, yourself, Neve and Emma?
Everyone asks this, and I always say the same answer. Neve, I'm going to give the football best to, and then Emma probably is, like, for her age, she definitely probably is the best at basketball. She's so good. She's so strong. Like, even when it's, like, a training and stuff, and I'm trying to box her out, she's just so strong. So yeah, probably Emma.
Good stuff, Kira. I'll let you go. Thanks a million for joining me, and best of luck in the next round.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, delighted to be joined by SETU Carlo, Zabi Arriaga. Zabi, thanks a million for joining me. You're fresh off a cup win against St. Paul's of Killarney. Talk us through a bit of the game.
Thanks to you for having me here. Well, you know, like, I've been in Ireland 4 or 5 years now, so I know cup weekend is very special. So we got there to Killarney waiting for the MVP of the month, in their team, so we knew it was going to be a hard game, but we came like early, knocking down threes. We got really like really prepared for that game. We scored 19 threes in the whole game, and they didn't even have a chance for them to even be close in the game. So it was pretty easy. Like it seemed on paper pretty easy, but the first two quarters like helped us having like a 20-point difference, and then the game was our game.
How have you found settling into Carlo? Obviously, you've moved. You played around Ireland before, but settling into the National League, what's the difference between Super League and National League?
Like it's probably weird to say this, but it's more unorganized basketball. It's more like fast pace, 1v1. Anyone can score. Like you don't really know a lot of players. You can have like a 17-year-old scoring 15 points on you. Or then you can have like veterans in other teams that have played in top leagues before. And then obviously like with the new American rule, you have some teams that have brought like two good Americans and they can drop you like 43. The other day, the guy, he scored those 23, like 43 points against us. So like, yeah, it's not as competitive as the Super League, but there is a couple teams in Ireland, I mean, in National League that can get to that level for next year.
What will it take for the likes of yourselves and Carlo to go to the next level? I know the girls have previously when they were under the IT Carlo branding, but what would it take for your team to make it to the Super League level?
Well, at the moment we're 4-1 in the league. Like we're not that far of that conversation. Like that's not, I don't think realistically that's our goal, because we have like a couple of young guys with Jack Kehoe being 18 years old and then Puff coming back from retirement at 40 years old playing with us. Like the team is balanced well because we have some experienced guys. I'm only 26, but like I'm already like a veteran on the court. But I think like if we make it to playoffs, we have the chance to be in there, because I don't see any other team in the league apart from probably UL with as experienced guys as we have. So I think we can be there.
Talk to me a bit about Jack. Obviously, I've seen him a good bit. What's his trajectory like? Is obviously put up big numbers in the National League. I think he wants to go abroad. I'm not sure about his next step. But talk to me about the underage players in Ireland, the likes of Jack, that you see that are really talented coming up to the forefront. Is there any names that we're also not looking at that you've seen in the past?
Yeah, like I had the chance to be in 4 clubs now, counting this one. And like last year in Neptune, there were a couple under 18s, under 16 guys that like they had pretty, like they're known in Ireland, like Justin Raheem, Sean Ryan, that now is playing in the Super League Dynamic. And this year, Jack, like he's an amazing guy. He's an excellent kid. He reminds me a lot when I was like 17, 18 years old back playing in Spain, because like I've always been a shooter and Jack is like the perfect catch and shoot guy that you wanted your team. And I think like me being here this year is helping him to like gain confidence and comparing himself to like a guy that have played basketball for pretty like long years, like a lot of years now. And like he can do anything he wants. Like, he's 17, 18 years old and dropping 7 threes in like 3 games ago in National League. Like not everybody can do that. And yeah, I think he wants to go to the States next year, which he can do like easily. But yeah, Ireland has a lot of talent under 20s, under 18s. We played 2 weeks ago against Galway Titans, where they had a 19-year-old that is that dropping 30 points every game. They had a couple 17-year-olds too. What something you see in National League that you don't see in Super League is those under 18s that don't really have like a spot in Super League teams, but they do in National League teams, and they can compete. They're probably not ready for the next step yet, but they can obviously like help any team.
How have you found the basketball culture in Ireland overall? I'm interested in maybe going a little bit into the 4 different places you have been and the difference. Like obviously Carlo wouldn't be as well known for their basketball. They're definitely up and coming. Whereas Cork would be, some people argue it's the mecca of Irish basketball. I'm not going to go into that here. But how do you find overall the entire nation of Ireland about basketball and those four spots you've been to?
Well, I was lucky that when I came here in 2019, my first coach was Mark Keenan. So, like, it's probably the best introduction to Irish basketball I can have. But yeah, like, Neptune last year, what they're building with their basketball community is huge. Their new committee are putting all the effort to make underage basketball, especially with like 10, 11, 12 year old kids getting there. Like, I'm also doing camps over there, helping them. And yeah, like Carlo, like I didn't know if it was big in basketball or huge in basketball, but I know Kojak has been like helping the community for the last 30 years. Puff in Kilkenny, he's the man. Like he everybody knows Puff, and what he's built here is amazing. Like, it's unbelievable. And like I'm currently living in Kilkenny because like I came be with Puff, like to be around him, to help him. To get better coaching wise and be involved in this basketball community. He's basically built from zero here.
What do you think as a nation, in terms of how do we take the next step? What's the little things we can do within our clubs and as parents or as within our communities to help raise the standard here in Ireland?
I was talking to a friend back home a couple of days ago. Like I'm from Spain, and like I've only played basketball since I'm probably 8 years old. And I think that's the main reason why some other countries, obviously apart from money, their basketball has developed more during the last years than Ireland, is because they practice 4 or 5 times a week, 3, 4 when you're 10 years old, 9. Because they only do one sport. Here, it's great, which like makes kids unbelievable athletic when they're 16, 17. But there is a big, I don't know why, like thing of doing GA, hurling, soccer, and basketball during the year. And I've seen so many talented players here that I hear them, we got practice tomorrow. And they'd be like, oh, I might be late because I'm coming from hurling. And I'm like, okay. So like I think they don't explode all their talent by focusing on one sport. Like not only basketball, I guess like some other sports do, but especially in basketball, like if you want to explode your talent, and I've seen a lot of 14, 15-year-old players with talent, you have to practice and practice and do reps more. And here, like yeah, you said it, like they come here and they practice twice a week if they're lucky. Some clubs practice one. And yeah, like that's what I'm trying to build. Like I do academies, I do individual workouts. Like if you want to be a basketball player, thanks to some players that are here, like you got Wilson like a couple weeks ago or a week ago, some guys are here to help underage kids achieve that goal. I think that's the main reason.
I want to ask you about the cup and coming from Spain to Ireland, and I suppose I know the BBL have the cup. You're looking at the NBA, and they're starting a form of an in-season tournament, copying us. Definitely not. What was your original interpretation of the cup? I've heard other pros speaking about how it doesn't really make a lot of sense because it doesn't make any impact on the league, and until this year, well, it still has more kind of, the interest levels, but until this year, the league finals weren't on TG Cahir, they weren't on live television, and the cup was. So, what was your interpretation of the cup originally coming here, and what do you think of it?
It was weird at the beginning because everybody was talking about the cup, and for me it was just one more game. Like I didn't see all the hype about like around it. And my first year here, I actually won it with Temple, and it wasn't until we got to the arena when I was like, oh, okay, this is different. Like Aina pulled up a crowd that I've never seen before in Ireland, and yeah, it was different. Like you have to. I think for a pro to know what the cup is, they have to play the semifinal in Neptune and the final in the arena. If not, they're not going to realize how big it is for players or for fans. Because like in Spain, ACB, they have a cup, but like they stop during the year and the top eight players make it to the cup. So they go like a weekend, Thursday to Sunday, and they play like three games. So it's like a full week of cup. And then, yeah, Leb Silver and Leb Gold, we did, like they're separated into two conferences. So the first team of each conference at the end of the first half of the season play the cup. So it's only like a final. And you don't play like preliminary cups or something like that. But here is different, which like is good once you played it. But if Americans coming here new, Europeans coming here new, their first game is going to be like, I don't know, like, I don't know the hype about it. If we win, we win. If we lose, like, that's yeah. fine.
What would you say to the likes of new players coming in? Obviously, the first round of cup has happened, but for new players coming in, maybe next year that you meet and they're a pro and they're like, what's cup? How do you describe the competition to somebody who doesn't know what it is?
It's different because we was playing against Killarney the other day, and before the game, I said, like, this is cup weekend. Even the worst player on the other team can score 20 points today. Because Irish players, all they want is to win the cup. Like, I know some teams in Ireland that they can go 4-14 during the league, that they win the cup, and that's fine for them. So that's how big it is for Irish teams, the cup. Mm-hmm.
Is that, because I remember actually someone spoke about that before, is that the difference in terms of league versus cup games, that you see obviously pros are here to put up big numbers and they'll put up big numbers in the league, but you're seeing maybe during cup weekends that it's actually the Irish players that step up, whether it's making a big time shot or a big steal, like not necessarily putting up big numbers, but it's those big moments that they step up in. Is that the difference really between the two?
Yeah, I think it's the main difference. They feel like their cup, like the cup is their competition, like it's Irish competition. And they want to prove to everyone that that's the biggest thing in Ireland, that the cup. And they want to be in live television, the final, the 26th of January or whatever this year is. Like, they want to be there. That's why, like, you see, I don't know, you see Lorcan Murphy 4 years ago playing the final, scoring 34 points. Like, you don't see that happening many often with Irish players in finals. But it's the cup, so it's different. Like, that's a good example. Like 4 years ago, we went to the final and he scored 24 points in the first half or 27. Like I've never seen Lorcan doing that before. But it was the cup. Oh, so he had to turn into prime Lorcan movie.
Yeah, very good. What are your thoughts on the Super League this year? Have you watched much of it since dropping the International League, or what are your thoughts on it?
Yes, I've been following it. Obviously, playing for three teams already. I have a lot of friends there. And the league is getting more competitive during the years. I don't think the two Americans rule have improved the teams, because I think last year the teams were already like the most competitive I've seen the last 4 years. I think it just like made, like brought more talent. But any team could beat any team at this point. Every team has 3-4 players that are amazing. Even if they're not pros, that, like, for example, Tempelhof, they have Lorcan. Aina, they have Gormley. Some teams need professionals because their community is not big enough to have players like Kinurglen. Like, I don't know. Like, some teams like that. But I haven't seen no games. I've seen, like, 3 or 4. I haven't seen no games where both teams were not competitive. Like, Marie can beat anyone. Killorgan can beat Tralee and then lose to Neptune in the cup. Neptune can beat Ulster. Ulster can come back from 20 points against Aina. Like, anything can happen.
Is that the biggest difference you've seen in the league, that it's just kind of more spread out than it was maybe originally when you joined in Tempelhof? I know Tempelhof kind of went on a run those couple of years. Is that now, like, it's very much spread out around the country that, any, as you say, anyone can take down anyone, really? Like, you're looking at Ballincollig play Tempelhof last weekend and they only bet them, and now straight away they're actually back to back, they're playing them, and it could go the other way. Is that the biggest difference in the league?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, I think that's the biggest difference. 4 years ago, you saw like three, four teams that had, they had like two or three pros. And then like Killorgan had four or five. But now you see every team has good Irish players coming back from the States or coming back from Spain, like Adrian Sullivan, players like that. And then you see some players bring like good pros that have been here before, like Lawton, Max Cooper in Neptune, Nicola Rosso going back for to Ballincollig. But yeah, like you said it, Ballincollig beat Temple of last week by 3 points, and they're playing again this weekend, and anything can happen. And Killorglin lost to 20 by Neptune, I mean, by 20 to Neptune, and they're playing again this weekend, and Killorglin can beat Neptune now. So that's the good thing about how competitive the teams have become.
Your next game, National Cup quarterfinal, it'd be the first weekend of December. Who are you playing, and how much are you looking forward to that matchup? Can you tell us a preview of the game a little bit for us?
We're playing against UL, that on paper, they're probably one of the best teams in the league. And it's going to be a special game for me because I'm playing with Puff this year. And in UL, Jason Killeen is playing there. And we played together my first year in Ireland in Temple Oak. So it's going to be a fun game. I haven't really checked on them. Like, I don't know a lot of other players. I know they're big. And that's going to obviously hurt us because we're not really big. But it's a challenge. Like, we're going to have fun over there.
Thanks so much for your time. If anyone wants to get in contact with you about doing shooting workouts around the Carlow Kilkenny area, is Instagram the best place to get you?
Yes. I'm on Instagram, shooter shoot. So yeah, I'm doing workouts, small group workouts, academies, clinics, camps in Cork with Neptune, camps in Kilkenny with Puff, everything.
Brilliant. I'll be sure to link it in the description box below if you want to check it out. Zabi, thanks so much and best of luck in the Cup game, but also in your games before then as well.
Thanks, Orla.
And that is it for episode 2 of the National Cup Check-In. Next week, we have our first of our panels episode, so make sure to subscribe to whatever podcast platform you're currently using so you don't miss out on next week's episode. As well, a big thank you to all those who do all the behind-the-scenes work at club and national level to allow this competition and all of our weekly league games to go ahead. If you do have any thoughts or suggestions on what we should cover in these episodes, please do let me know over on Instagram at The Sideline Live. And if you are enjoying this series, please do leave a rating and a review, as it does help the show grow. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.